with Pinchas Maisa Kanoz, it was able to become Eliyahu Hanavi. There are Nanda Amram and Chazal in numerous places that Pinchas was Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi was Pinchas. We know that the role of Eliyahu Hanavi in Biyas Mashiach, that Eliyahu Hanavi is the Mevatar. Eliyahu Hanavi hails the advent of Mashiach. Eliyahu's role in bringing Shalom, the Achris HaYamin, the Heshiv Leib Avayt Abanim Vilei, Abanim Ad Avaytam. With this Maisah of Kanaat of Pinchas, begins the process that ultimately leads to Mashiach coming. Eliyahu Hanavi is not Mashiach, but Eliyahu Hanavi brings Mashiach. Eliyahu Hanavi is a necessary part of the process of Mashiach coming. And I'd like to look at the relationship between the Maisah of Kanaat of Pinchas and Eliyahu Hanavi's role in ultimately bringing Shalom, the Heshiv Leib Avayt Abanim Vilei Banim Ad Avaytam, Eliyahu Hanavi's role in bringing Shalom, which leads to Mashiach coming. There's a Balaturim from the Pasuk. L'chein emay, hinani nois loy es briti shalom. Shem says that the schad that Pinchas gets for his maisa, the kameyas kenosi, is l'chein emay, hinani nois loy es briti shalom. We're giving him a brit of shalom. We know with this, Pinchas was zeicha to the kahuna, Pinchas was zeicha to eternal life. But the vav in the shalom is the vav katia. And the Balat Purim says, like this, that this vav is the vav katia because you can read shalom as shalom, as if the vav isn't there. Answers the Balat Purim, it's the same vav that is missing from Eliyahu. Eliyahu Novi in the last parasha before Eliyahu Hanavi ascends to Shemayim, the last parasha of the Vav, at the end of Eliyahu, is missing five times. Five times. Eliyahu is written Chavda. And Chazal say that these five Vav were taken by Yaakov, because Yaakov is written five times in the book of Yeshaya, is written five times with an extra Vav, Mole, Yaakov, five times. So say Chazal, Yaakov Avinu took these five Vav as a mashke, as collateral, and said to Eliyahu Hanavi, "Ba'achris Hayomim, when you bring me back my children, Ba'achris Hayomim, you can have your vav back. I'm holding on to these vav until you return me my children, Ba'achris Hayomim, with the Yasa Mashiach." Says the Balat Purim, this vav is the same vav. The vav in Shalom, in Pinchas, the vav that's missing, is the same vav. The vav is withheld, and you can read it, "Hinini noisin loy es brisi, Shalom, but not Shalom." I'd like to examine that connection. The missing vav of Eliyahu Hanavi, the missing vav of Pinchas, and the vav that vav that Yaakov takes as a mashkin and holds on to until Eliyahu Hanavi brings Yaakov's children back to the Yisrael Mashiach. Let me first speak a little bit about Pinchas, and then a little bit about Eliyahu Hanavi, and then we'll explain the connection between the two and how it leads up to Bias HaMashiach. The Gemara says on the Pasuk, Vayah Pinchas ben Elazar. Pinchas saw something, and that's when he took the Roimach, and with his Maisa Kanaz, he speared Zimri and Cosby in the act. So the Gemara, Ma Ra. And there are three Pshatim, three Mandamim. Rashi brings the first one, Ma Ra. The first one says the Gemara, Ra Maisa Velizka Halacha. Pinchas saw the Maisa, and when he saw the Maisa, it reminded him immediately of the Halacha. What's the Halacha? Haboyel es hakutis kanoim poigin boy. Halacha is that if you catch somebody, Yid being boyel hakutis, if you catch them in the act, kanoim poigin boy. Afterwards, there's no chiyuv misa. Beis din can't put them to death, but if a kanoi catches them in the act and wants to spear them there and then, Kanoim Pagan Bosch. That's the first thing he saw. First thing Pinchas saw was the halacha. What's the halacha? That's the first question. It wasn't an act of kas. It wasn't a reactionary response to an act that offended Pinchas. First question is halacha. The halacha is Kanoim Pagan Bosch. Okay, says Pinchas. Kanoim Pagan Bosch. But this is a strange halacha. Halach is not that they are chayav misa, not that Beis Din can bring them to trial and have them put to death. Halach is that a kanoi can kill them in the act. So says Pinchas. How do I know I'm a Kanoi? How do I know I am a Kanoi? That says the Gemara. There were two other things he saw. Next. Rosh, ein chokma, ve ein tzvuna, ve ein eitz, neged Hashem. Kol mokim sh'yesh chilul Hashem, ein chokim kovad yirat. Pinchas saw that when Hashem covered is at stake, nothing stands in the way. And Pinchas may have been afraid that Zimri was a Nazi. He may have been afraid of the repercussions. But Rosh, ein chokma, ve ein tzvuna, ve ein eitz, neged Hashem. Pinchas saw that when Hashem's covered is at stake, you have to be Moser Nefesh. And Pinchas is Moser Nefesh. That's how he knows that he's a Kanoi. If it can be Moser Nefesh and risk everything, when all of the Shvatim were chaffering Pinchas, he said, what right do you have to get involved? Who are you? Who are you? Pinchas saw, Ein Chokma, Ein Tzvun, Ein Eitz, Neged Hashem, Kol Mokim Shiesh Chol Hashem, Ein Chokim Kovad Lera. Kino. This mitzvah is kino, kanoa. It's interesting that the word kino, kanoa, is the same as the word kino, meaning jealousy. Jealousy. So what is the connection? Although kino, jealousy, is a bad nigger, we find kino in strange places where it has other connotations. The most obvious one is the seita, the suspect seita, and Pasha's not so. The pasuk says, the kine is ishtar. The husband is jealous of his wife. Now, you can be jealous of something that's not yours, or you can be jealous of something that is yours. When you're jealous of something that's not yours, and this is Beraita, Leisachmai, when you're jealous of something that is yours, that's the Seder, it's yours. Hashem gave it to you. It's your responsibility to fight to keep it. Kina Seferim Tava Chachma. Although in the context of the Gemara it means something slightly different, but or I'm saying that kina seifrim tava chokma means that if you use kina seifrim, that when you see other people succeeding in limud haTorah, that creates within you a longing to steig and to develop and to learn as they've learned, to grow as they've grown in Torah. That's the seder. Why? Why kina seifrim tava chokma? Why is this kina allowed? Because you too have a chedek in Torah. Because every year it has a chelik in Torah. I'm not jealous of something that's not mine. I'm jealous of something that is mine. I also have my chelik in Torah. If I see somebody else is shining in Torah, I too have the same right to that chelik in Torah. That kina is a good kina. When you're jealous of something that is yours, that kina expresses itself in a kina that's zealous. That kina expresses itself in a kina of kanoz. When Pinchas sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cover is being taken away, and this is something that belongs to Hashem, when he sees that Klal Yisrael are being drawn away from Hashem, when he sees that the Magefa strikes and Klal Yisrael are being drawn away from Hashem, he is jealous for Hashem. Jealous for Hashem because something that belongs to Hashem is being taken away. Hashem's cover and Hashem's people. When that is being taken away and Pinchas is able to feel that jealousy, something that of mine is being taken away, that jealousy expresses itself in a kino of kanon. I have to have that back. That's number two. But Pinchas saw one more thing that Pinchas saw. Ra'ash Bab Malach v'hishchis ba'am. Ra'ash Bab Malach v'hishchis ba'am. Pinchas saw one more thing. First you've seen the halacha. The halacha is, can I impose him by? It's mutter to do this. Next you've seen, Ein Chochma, Ein Tzvuna, Ein Eitz, Neged Hashem. When Hashem's covered is at stake, I have to be Moser Nefesh. And in this act, when he's Moser Nefesh, this is where he gains eternal life. When he gives over his whole self, his whole guf, his whole nefesh, for covered Hashem, his corporeal body suddenly becomes eternal. He gains eternal life. What's interesting is that the word Roimach, the Roimach that he takes, of course, is the gematria of Ramach Ivorim. Now the Ramach Ivorim suddenly become involved in Kavod Hashem. And it's not coincidence that Avraham Avinu is the gematria Reish Mem Chet. When Avraham Avinu was given his new name and was given the mitzvah of Brit Mila, now suddenly, once he has his Brit, he's Avraham, the gematria Reish Mem Chet, all of his Ivorim, all of his Ramach Ivorim are involved in Kavod Hashem. All of his Ramach Yivorim are involved in the Ramach Mitzvahs and the 248 Mitzvahs, and his whole body becomes a Roimach. It soars to do Kavod Shemayim. that point when Pinchas' body becomes a roimach, his whole body becomes a reish memches mitzvah asay, then his guf becomes eternal. Then his chayil netzach. There's one more thing that he sees. He sees Rosh Abba Malach Hishkes Ha'am. He sees there's a plague here. There's an agepa. Kal Yisrael are dying en masse as a result of this mitzvah of Zimri. Here Pinchas sees Sameach. It's not enough that he knows that this is the halacha. It's not enough that he's prepared to be Moshe Nefesh. To be a kanoi that can carry out this halacha of kanoi and pogin by, there's one more thing that you need. And that is to see that your act is going to be good for Klal Yisrael. That your act is an act of rachmanis to Klal Yisrael. Your act is an act that is going to save Klal Yisrael. Here, of course, there's no coincidence again that the word roimach is oisius rachim. Right? Pinchas here, this act is not just an act of kas, not an act of kas at all. It's an act of chesed, an act of rachman. Pinchas sees it's not good enough just to be incensed and to care for covered Hashem, for covered Shemayim, but you have to always take into account the result of your acts on Klal Yisrael. Remember a number of years ago, I was able to meet Rav Bulman, Rav Nachman Bulman, Zechon Yizrocha. He moved into our neighborhood, in the Sefer Tehillah, in our neighborhood, about 3 years before he was Nifta. And he told us the following story. So when he first came to Yerushalayim, and moved to Yerushalayim, must have been in his early 50s, and he was staying with his daughter and son-in-law in Sanhedrin Mocheret. And he said, I don't understand these people who throw stones, who scream on a Rechav Bar Ilan. I don't understand it. Where does that come from? It comes from Kaas. How could it be that people stand on a Rechav Bar Ilan? And when never Achenu, who drive past, who don't know any different, to Nokis Shanishku, when they drive past, people scream and shout and throw stones. How can that be? He said he noticed that his son-in-law didn't really respond. Didn't say anything, didn't argue. Anyway, Shabbos came, and that woman was walking with his son-in-law to Asamach and Malav Daphne. If anybody knows the route from Sanhedrin Mochevet to Malav Daphne, you walk straight past Rechav Bar Ilan. As they get to Rechav Bar Ilan, and Rav Bulman, having come through Sanhedrin Mochevet, no car, everything's Shabbos, gets to Rechav Bar Ilan and sees the cars flying past, he shouts, "Shut! Oi! Oi! Oi!" At that point, he realizes that if I care for Kavod Shemayim, the instinctive response is to scream out Shabbos. But if I think about the effects of my actions on other Yidden, I know I have to be quiet. I know I have to be silent. I know that these are Tanoikos Shanishkos. And I know that there are ways to bring from the Karev Yidden back to Torah, and this is not the way. Kanos, yes, it's a Baal Madrega that sees a car on Shabbos and wants to shout Shabbos. It's a great Baal Madrega that sees a car on Shabbos, wants to shout Shabbos, and holds himself back from shouting Shabbos. That's the third stage of Pinchas Ma'aseh Kanoa. One, the halacha. It wasn't done with kaas, it was done with a knowledge and an awareness that this is the halacha. Two, how do I know I'm a kanoi? If I care for Kavod Shemayim, and if I care for Klal Yisrael, then I'm a kanoi, I can carry out this act. That's Pinchas. Let's see Eliyahu HaNavi. There are many sources that tell us that Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas. In Medrash, in Zaya, many sources in Chazal. The most obvious one, perhaps the best known one, is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where Rabbi Bar Avoah meets Eliyahu HaNavi. Rabbi Bar Avoah meets Eliyahu HaNavi. And he meets him in a basic kvaros. Rabbi Bar Avoah says to Eliyahu HaNavi, "Lav Kayin Huma, aren't you a Kayin? What are you doing in a basic kvaros? What are you doing in a basic kvaros? You're a Kayin." So Eliyahu HaNavi says back, "Well, you should know, you're the one that's learning Torah. Hey, don't you know it's a brayta that says that Beit HaKvaros of Ovdei Kechavim is not Matame? You're the one learning Torah." So says Rashi, when Rabbi Bar Avoah says, "Lav Kohen Humad, aren't you a Kohen?" says Rashi, Rabbi Bar Avoah held like all those men of Omrim that tell us that Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas. Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas, Pinchas is a Kohen, Eliyahu HaNavi is a Kohen. An interesting place to say. Tosafot says, if Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen, how could he take the Ben Ha'almana to to the aliyah, to the attic, and resuscitate him, revive him. He was dead. He was a mate. There's no mitzvah of tekuach nefesh with a mate. That's not tekuach nefesh. That's chiyas amesim. And this has nafkaminis lemaisa. I don't know if anyone here is involved in hatzalah, but there's no mitzvah. You cannot be mechallel Shabbos to resuscitate someone who's died. You can be mechallel Shabbos to save someone who's alive from dying. That's tekuach nefesh. So if as Totus, if this Ben Ramana had died, Eliyahu Navi is a Kohen, how can he be mitaneh himself with this mate? That's Totus Kasha. But it has nafka minas lahalacha. How can you be mechaya a mate? How can you be mechal Shabbos to resuscitate someone who stopped breathing? If cessation of respiratory activity, of breathing and cardiac activity is the definition of death, then to resuscitate someone from that stage is not tekuach nefesh, is not saving a life, but it's being mechaya mate. How is that mutter on Shabbos? It's a complicated shaila, but the poskim, based on the Ramad, that says that we don't know the exact time of death. We're not bekiyim in knowing the exact time of death. And even if it appears that breathing and cardiac activity has stopped, the person may still be considered alive, and that's why it's mutter. Any situation is stopping to kraach nefesh because maybe he's still alive. And in fact, it doesn't make sense that this nace that Eliyahu HaNavi performed with that Eliyahu HaNavi performed, that took a Navi to perform, that suddenly any paramedic with his defibrillator can come along and be mechaya mate. Doesn't make sense. Obviously, if you can do it, if any human being can do it with all the technological advances in the medical field, if we're able to do it, obviously it's not chiyasanetim. Okay. So Eliyahu HaNavi is mechaya the mate. But, for the most part, all that we know about Eliyahu HaNavi is that he's there to root out evil. Even when he brings Klal Yisrael to Har HaKarmel, and he proves that the Nevi'ah, he makes absolute fools of the Nevi'ah Habal, tells him to scream out to their God. Maybe he's asleep, maybe he's gone to the toilet, maybe he's busy with something else, scream a bit louder, maybe he's asleep, maybe he'll answer, maybe he'll wake him up. Makes absolute fools of the Nevi'ah Habal. Then the carbon that he offers to Hashem is consumed by the fire that comes down from Shemayim. The whole of Klal Yisrael scream out Hashem Hu Ha'Elokim. After that, Eliyahu HaNavi takes care of killing off all of those Nevi'ah Habal, and that's not the end of it. The fight between Eliyahu HaNavi and Achav continues. Achav sends later on 50 men to bring Eliyahu HaNavi to him, to Achav. And Eliyahu HaNavi brings down a fire that consumes them. Achav sends another 50 men, off they go, with their captain, to call Eliyahu HaNavi to Achav. And Eliyahu HaNavi sends down another ball of fire that consumes them all. Along came the third group of 50 men, on their knees, saying, "Spare us, don't kill us." And Eliyahu HaNavi spares them and goes to Achav. But what we know of Eliyahu HaNavi, there's no mitzvah of shalom. There's no shalom. Eliyahu HaNavi takes care of rooting out evil from the world. Bior hara. There's no mitzvah of shalom. Nowhere before Eliyahu HaNavi dies do we find peace has been brought into the world. Nowhere do we find that kiyum of the Hashem Lev Avos Avonim, the Lev Bonim Al Avosim. Pinchas, it's a mitzvah of Tanah. Eliyahu HaNavi, it's a mitzvah of Tanah. Eliyahu HaNavi, after he's brought Klal Yisrael to Har HaKarmel, says, "Kanoi kinesi l'Hashem." I've done a mitzvah of kinah. There's no shalom. We don't see shalom with Pinchas. We don't see shalom with Eliyahu HaNavi. Where's the shalom? And the answer is that, true, there is no shalom. But the Baal HaTorim already told us there's no shalom. There's no shalom because the Vav is missing. The Vav is missing from the shalom. And all there is shalom. A mitzvah can be shalom. The mitzvah of Pinchas is shalom. It's shalom if there's no kaf. It's shalom if it's mysterious nefesh for Kavod Shemayim. It's shalom if it's there out of care and concern for Klal Yisrael. That's the mitzvah that's shalom. And the Arnavi's mitzvah is shalom as well. But the Vav is missing. And the Vav is missing until Bias HaMashiach, when Yaakov Avinu returns the Vav back to And I'll be back to Pinchas, and then the Shalem becomes Shalem. There's no Shalem because the Vav is missing. We know that. To explain this further, there's a Mishnah. That's Mishnah in Idiot. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Says Rabbi Yeshua, Mekubal Ani Mir Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Shoshomer Mi Rabbi Yerabbi Mi Rabbi Halacha L'Moshe Mi Sinai. Halacha L'Moshe Mi Sinai. Why does Eliyahu, what does Eliyahu Hanavi count for at the end of the day? She'ein Eliyahu Ba'at L'Tamei or L'Tahe, L'Rafik or L'Karik. Eliyahu Hanavi comes not to be Matamei, Matahe, not to be L'Rafik. All he does is, all he comes to do is to put the Mishpachas in order. Who is from Klal Yisrael? Who is not from Klal Yisrael? Who is from which shape? Then there's another man, the Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lekari, Avalei L'Rachik. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eliyahu Hanavi doesn't come L'Rachik. He only comes to be Lekari. He doesn't come to say, this Mishpacha is not from Klal Yisrael. All he comes to do is to return the lost Mishpachas, the lost Shvatim and the lost Mishpachas from Klal Yisrael, to bring them back. All he comes to do is to be Lekari. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, not even that, but L'Hashvith and Akhbeti. Eliyahu Hanavi comes just to make peace among those whom there is Machlokes. That's all. Like Aaron HaKohen, like Pinchas HaKohen, Eliyahu Hanavi comes as a Kohen to make peace. L'Hashvith and Machlokes. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, L'Leila Rachik V'Leila Kariv El Alasiv Shalim B'neihem. Eliyahu Hanavi comes not to be Merachik, not to be Makariv. Not to tell us which mishpachas are from Klal Yisrael, not to tell us which mishpachas are not from Klal Yisrael, but to make shalim, lastly shalim b'neihem. Here the Maral says, how is the Chachamim different from Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says, Eliyahu Hanavi comes l'hashvit ha'machlokes, to repair the machlokes. At the Chachamim say, Eliyahu Hanavi comes to bring shalim. Says the Maral, absence of machlokes and shalim are not the same thing. You can repair the machlokes, but that's not yet shalim. So, if Shimon says they come to Hashvith and Achlekes, to repair Achlekes, the Chachamim say they come, the Eliyahu Hanavi comes last to Shalom B'nei, and Shnema, Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lachem, Es Eliyahu Hanavi, Veheishiv Leiv Ovech Rabbanim, Veleiv Bonim Al Avosam. To make Shalom. It's clear looking at this Mishnah and Idiot, and looking at the order here of the Manda Omrim, that what we're actually being told here is about a process, the gradual unfolding of Mashiach. How Eliyahu Hanavi is Mevaseh, Mashiach coming, is through a process. The first stage was a Maisa Kanor, Bio Hora, Pinchas, with his Romach. The next stage was Eliyahu Hanavi Behar Carmel. The next stage, the Achris Hayamim, the Sholem starts to return. Stage one is that Eliyahu Hanavi tells us which Mishpachos belong to Klal Yisrael, which Mishpachos don't. Stage 2 is that the Eliyahu Hanavi takes care of bringing back the lost Mishpachos to Klal Yisrael, bringing back the lost Shvatim. Stage 3 is L'Hashvit HaMachlokes, repairing Machlokes, and the final stage is the Shalom. The final stage is when Eliyahu Hanavi brings the Shalom to Klal Yisrael. This is what the Baal Purim tells us. It starts with a Maaseh that's Shalom. If you're able to do a Maaseh that's Shalom, if you're able to be a Kanoi, like Pinchas and like Eliyahu, ultimately that will bring to Shalom. What's missing is the Vav. The Vav is always the ice that connects one thing to another. Vav, in its literal translation, always means and. Vav motiv alin in Rishon. The Vav, of course, what were the Vavim in the Mice and Mishkan? The Vavim were the hooks that linked, that connected one thing to another. The Vav is missing. The ability to connect everything together and form it into a one harmonious unit, into a whole, absolute Shalom. That's not there yet. The Vav is missing. The Vav will only come, the Achris HaYomim. But who is the one that is able to bring Shalom to Klal Yisrael? The one who is able to do a Maaseh Shalom. Pinchas was able to do a Maaseh Shalom, Eliyahu Hanavi was able to do a Maaseh Shalom. And as we move towards Bi'at HaMashiach, our aim now to somehow replicate or emulate the Maaseh of Pinchas, the Maaseh of Eliyahu, is to stand up for Kavod HaTorah. To stand up for Kavod HaTorah, but to stand up for Kavod HaTorah in a way that, number one, it's Afi Halacha. Number two, it's because of genuine care for Kavod HaTorah. And number three, that every act that we do is good for Klal Yisrael. It's not Chas V'Shalom and Ma'aseh Kara. in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the whole Shakla Vitaria, the whole discussion and debate between the Shvatim and Pinchas, is they could not believe that Pinchas' act wasn't done out of caste. They could not believe that Pinchas' act wasn't done out of caste. They saw the act, it looked like an act of caste. It looked like an act of caste. The Sholem is hidden. The Sholem is only known in the Machshava of the person that does the act. It's only in your Machshava, only in our Machshavas that we know that what we really care about is that ultimately our Maisim will bring Sholem. But for now, all we can hope is that it's a Maisa Sholem. It's a Maisa that's our Pi Halacha, a Maisa that's with care for Kavod Shemaim, and a Maisa that's with care and concern for Klal Yisrael. If we're able to engage in acts that are Sholem, acts that are out of concern for Kavod Shemaim and for Klal Yisrael, ultimately, as the process towards Mashiach unfolds, ultimately we'll be able to bring Sholem, and ultimately we'll be there to see Eliyahu HaNavi, the Heshiv Leiv Avos HaBonim, the Leiv Bonim HaVoisim.